When a book about punctuation shot to the top of Britain's bestseller list, no one was more surprised than the mother of author Lynn Truss.
Yes, poor mum. When I told her I was writing a book on punctuation, she hung her head as always and said, oh dear, why not have a little sticker for the front that could say, for the select few?
So far, the select few have turned out to be more than 500,000 book buyers in Britain. Now Truss wonders what kind of an audience Britain's number one bestseller will find here in America. The actual title, Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, is the punchline to a joke that shows the implication of bad punctuation.
A panda walks into a bar and he orders a sandwich. He eats the sandwich, then he gets a gun out and he fires the gun and he's about to go and they say, why are you behaving in this strange, un-panda-like fashion? And he says, well, look at this. And he shows them a wildlife manual that's been badly punctuated and it says, panda, black and white, bear-like mammal, native to China, eats, comma, shoots and leaves. Which works much better written down, I think.
The point being that an error in punctuation changes the meaning of what is said.
Exactly. There's another lovely one that a friend told me, which was where a comma was misplaced. It was from Macbeth, and someone was reading it at a reading group in New England, and he was supposed to say at the end of a long speech by a wounded soldier, as King Duncan, he was supposed to say, go, get him, surgeons. And he said, go get him, surgeons. So that again shows the way that a misplaced comma can change a life.
Or just a difference in punctuation. You have an example in the book. A woman, comma, without her man, comma, is nothing.
Yes, and you could put it another way, which is a woman, colon, without her, comma, man is nothing.
There you go.
So word order doesn't always cover it, really, in English, and that's why punctuation is so important.
You say you always have a rough time around Valentine's Day.
Well, that's a bit personal. Yes,
I didn't mean that,
of the apostrophe. But mainly, unfortunately, because of the apostrophe, because they've started leaving out the apostrophe in Valentine's Day, which is shocking. But I suppose their reasoning is, oh, it's a day when you get Valentine's, plural. So you don't have to say it's the day belonging to St. Valentine anymore.
The most common error seems to be that apostrophe to indicate either a possessive or a contraction.
Yeah, a lot of people really don't understand now about possessives and or contractions or indeed plurals. So that's why they put them in plurals and leave them out of possessives. And it does all get very confusing. Someone gave me a lovely example the other day, which was those old things over there are my husband's.
Oh, that's great.
Where an apostrophe really, really helps there to make the sense clear.
I'll confess my problem. Too many commas. I want to put a comma at a pause when a comma doesn't belong there.
Well, I think that may be because you're a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And broadcasters and actors use punctuation not in a purely grammatical way. Historically, punctuation came from the performing of reading rather than from silent reading. And I think it's perfectly natural if you're used to thinking of words in terms of breath and inflection and so on, then I think grammar is less important to you than where you're going to make the sense with your pausing. So I think it's fine. I absolve you.
You're up against a lot here. For example, email. People who do email a lot, who write a lot of emails, there's almost a mark of pride in not capitalizing, not having proper punctuation. It's a badge of honor, almost.
I agree. I think people are proud of it. And they sort of say, oh, isn't it funny I write this way? I use capital letters anymore, and I just put dot, 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 you know, between my thoughts. I think it's all tied up with being very busy and self-important, really, that we like to convey that in the way we write our emails. Well, you know, there just isn't time to tidy this up and put the capital letters in and so on. I'm much too busy. But it is its own language, and unfortunately, I don't think there's much we can do about it. But I think what's sort of alarming is that I think most people who are quite literate believe now that they have two modes of writing. They have the email mode and then they have their proper mode. And in fact, they only have an email mode. They actually don't have a proper mode at all. We never use it now. So that's quite worrying because in, say, 5-10 years, we'll have forgotten how to write a letter.
Well, I'm guilty too. I'm big on dashes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they show up well. And they have their virtue. And I think the dash has a great... I mean, the history of the dash is quite an honourable and lovely one. But, yes, it if you use it all the time and never use full stops or semicolons or commas, then it means that you can't really emphasise anything above anything else. And I think there is a generally flat tone to email that makes them sometimes quite confusing to the reader. You're just not quite sure which things are important. You don't quite know where the tone of voice is. And I think that's why a lot of people use emoticons, you know, smileys and lots of exclamation marks and that sort of thing, just to lift it a bit and make it say, well, this isn't serious, or I didn't mean that, you know, I'm joking.
Yeah. Is it too early to tell whether you're going to have the same success here with this book?
Well, it's going very well so far. That's all I can say.
I can't wait for the movie.
I see Julia Roberts as the apostrophe. I always have, ever since I first thought of it. And I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is the exclamation mark. So that's always been my perfect casting. If you know anybody, let them know.
And we have too many candidates for the question mark, don't we?
Yes.
Lynn Truss is author of Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, The Zero Tolerance Approach to Punctuation. A longer version of the conversation is at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.